USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court has decided it won't consider a case involving gun silencers. The case involved a challenge to a federal law that requires the registration of some guns that include silencers. Those challenging it cited Second Amendment protections on certain firearms accessories, but justices were not swayed. The gunman in last month's deadly shooting massacre in Virginia Beach did have a handgun with a silencer. President Trump defending his threats to put tariffs on goods from countries like China and Mexico, saying his strategy has been working.
We're winning because the tariffs are putting us at a tremendous competitive advantage. People want our good. They want our money. We're the piggy bank.
He was speaking on CNBC. He's expected to sit down with the Chinese president later this month at the G20 summit. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
This afternoon, the democratically controlled House Judiciary Panel will open a series of hearings on the Robert Mueller Russia report. Well, members won't be hearing from the former special counsel himself, but one of today's witnesses will be former White House counsel John Dean, who was a key figure in the Watergate era. Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says
they're going to have none other than John Dean testifying. Can't we find somebody who's not disgraced, disbarred, and didn't go to jail for obstruction of justice? This is somebody, they just won't move on.
Conway speaking on Fox News. Longtime Red Sox superstar David Ortiz recovering from surgery after being shot yesterday at a bar in the Dominican Republic. Police say he was shot in the back in his hometown of Santo Domingo by a man who apparently ambushed him and then tried to get away on a motorcycle, but he was chased down by a crowd and arrested. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The acting head of the Department of Homeland Security is now pushing back against claims that that deal with Mexico reached over the weekend is actually nothing new. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan telling Fox News Sunday most of it's new. He says Mexico has agreed to commit over 10 times more officers to increase border security and help contain the flow of asylum seekers into the United States. Now, many details of the agreement have not been made public, but McAleenan says the progress goes beyond similar announcements made by then-Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen earlier this year, as well as late last year. The New York Times had claimed that most of the deal that was announced back on Saturday was nothing new. President Trump also tweeting that the Times was absolutely wrong, calling it the failing New York Times and, again, fake news. The Church of England is doing away with its ban on investments in medical marijuana. The commissioners who oversee the church's $16 billion investment portfolio say they see a distinction between medical and recreational cannabis, and they're fine with its medicinal use. And Hadestown is the big winner in the 2019 Tony Awards hosted by James Corden last night. It took home 8 awards, including Best Musical. The awards held last night, it's at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.